The Virginia Department of Corrections is this state's most expensive agency, costing taxpayers well over $1 billion a year. And 17% of that money goes to providing medical services for inmates. Even so, prison rights advocates say care is inadequate. Shannon Ellis is with the Legal Aid Justice Center, representing prisoners in an ongoing legal fight to make things better at Fluvanna. She's encouraged by the appointment of a new director, a doctor who's practiced at the Mayo Clinic and the University of Virginia.
We are very happy that the department has hired Dr. Paul Targonsky as the new medical director at the prison, and we have a lot of confidence in his skill and in his desire to improve conditions at the prison. However, he's working within a system that remains poorly funded and has a culture and history of not providing good care.
One reason, most care is provided by licensed practical nurses with just 1 year of training. Another, Ellis says, is too few prison guards.
Correctional officer availability has a direct impact on prisoners' ability to access medical services. You need the correctional officers to walk them over to the medical building. You need the correctional officers to drive to the outside hospital to get the specialist care. And if you're short on correctional officers, you're going to be delaying that care.
Delays are a problem throughout the system, according to Margaret Breslow, director of the Coalition for Justice in Blacksburg. She corresponds with 200 to 300 prisoners a month on average, and many have complaints about medical care.
Around Thanksgiving, an inmate was in the chow hall, and he was stabbed in the head. Get sent to the nurse. She puts medical glue on his head to stop the bleeding, and then he never got any other follow-up. He's got dizziness. He's got headaches. Another inmate had all of his teeth extracted in May of 2018. In January, I still haven't been called in to be fit for dentures.
Dental care is also lacking at Fluvanna, according to inmate Shabri Dillon.
There's massive people on the compound that are toothless and have been waiting years for teeth.
In addition, critics worry about uneven supplies of prescription drugs. The Department of Corrections is now facing suit by a woman who's been hospitalized repeatedly because Fluvanna can't seem to get her medication right. Again, inmate Shabri Dillon.
It is a fear, an inherent fear with all the women here, that if you get sick, it could possibly be fatal.
To complicate matters, the prison system discourages inmates from getting prompt attention by charging a $5 copay. That might not seem like a big deal, a reason to delay medical attention, but prison reform advocate Margaret Breslow says hourly earnings for inmates are low.
If you're lucky enough to have a job in a prison, 49 cents is the high end, 29 cents is the minimum. That doesn't get you very far.
And finally, she says, conditions in prison are themselves unhealthy. Hundreds of people are crammed into small cells with limited access to fresh air, fresh food, and sunlight.
You have black mold. You have poor ventilation. We hear about water being brown. We hear about toilets being broken, water rationing for showers. A lot of them don't have air conditioning.
This spring, a monitor appointed by the Federal District Court in Charlottesville is expected to report on efforts to improve conditions at Fluvanna. I'm Sandy Houseman.